All I am today is a sinner, saved by the grace of God. I'm not worthy. But yet, He loved me in spite of myself. Greater love hath no man than this, and that a man lay down his life for his friend. I hope one thing, that when I go home one day, that it might be said of each of us that we've been a friend of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my desire. Bring honor and glory to Him who died to set me free. Please, if you will, take your Bible this morning and turn with me to the book of John chapter 18. John chapter 18. Well, you're turning there. I got in the car last night and I told Nancy, I said, boy, I tell you what, I've been all kinds of people saying, how are you? How are you feeling? We've been praying for you. And I just want to thank you. And I recognize the importance of praying for one another and taking our request home to the Lord and let the Lord deal with them. So with that in mind, I want to speak this morning on something that's very precious to my heart. And that's the truth. And if we had a title for our message this morning or our lesson, it's simply three words, by the truth. In John 18 and in verse 33, the Bible said, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, is it okay? Art thou the King of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. And Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Notice that with me, if you will. And Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went up. I'm going to move this down, brother. I think that's what. And Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find him in him no fault at all. Pilate had entered the judgment hall and called Jesus unto him. And in the process, he interrogated him, and Jesus replied. And Pilate, as we see here, that Jesus, in, again in verse 37, art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness of the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. I pray today in these next few moments we'll all hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Word of God that is contained here in the pages of God's precious book. As we look at it and see this, in verse 36 he had said that my kingdom is not of this world. If you notice that. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom, not from hence. What Jesus was saying here, beloved, to Pilate, in all of its simplicity and truthfulness, was simply that, if you will, you'd never be able to take my life if it wasn't given you of God. And he came to fulfill the will of God and the purpose of God to redeem us from our sins and to cause people to see and to see the reality, if you will, of the fact that he was the truth as it is in the Word of God. He's my Savior this morning. He's my Lord today. He's our God today, and he's our King today. And if you get nothing else, and if I fall apart in the next few moments, I want us to know he's coming soon to take us home to glory. How precious that is. We're talking about truth this morning. And I'm telling you, beloved, Jesus' crucifixion was not because of his helplessness in the face of an angry mob. That's the truth. He came to lay down his life. He came to shed his precious blood that this old sinner standing before you this morning could be one day forgiven of his sins and have eternal life in knowing God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as my personal Savior. I'm thankful for that today. I rejoice in that today. And he said today, no man taketh my life from me. And no man took his life from him. He laid down his life that we could be saved. I don't know how you feel about it. I've had people say, you preachers preach salvation too much. But I never get tired of hearing the old story. It thrills my soul. And I'm so thankful of this. Let me take you back, if you will, to John 10 for a moment. He said he laid down his life that he might take it up again. And you know what? He did, didn't he? He's not dead today. He's seated at the right hand of the Majesty interceding for us. And through him we have access to the throne of grace today. And that comes because of God's purpose in our lives and hearts, you see. In John chapter 10, if you'll notice there with me, a couple of verses or three of Scripture, he said in the Word of God, in verse 15, he said, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And then he said, I laid down my life for the sheep. In verse 16, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them, he said, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now notice something with me, if you will. Thrills my soul today when Jesus said, because I live, ye shall live also. Amen. He's alive. Amen. We're going to live. Not because you got baptized one day, because that didn't do you any good. All it did was admit you, if you're in a true Baptist church, is admit you into the membership of that local Baptist church. And really, he saved us by his grace and mercy and granted unto us the gift of eternal life. He said again, it took as much power to lay it down as it did to take it up again. And so, as we look at this back in our text then this morning, Pilate here is questioning the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we think about it, he asked him in verse 33, art thou King of the Jews? And Jesus replies, if you notice that over there, Jesus replies and answered him, saying, or sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? One day a man told me about the Lord Jesus Christ and led me to him as my personal Savior. And it's been 50 years since God saved me. Yes, brother. I've never grown tired of that. I haven't been sometimes what I ought to have been. But I tell you what, I am what I am today by the grace of God. And I love my Savior. And I pray that you love Him as well. And what I want to talk about this morning, if God will help me, is this: by the truth. Simple message. But we live in a time, and we live in a day, when many who call themselves what you and I are, Baptists, that have turned their backs on the truth of God's Word. That upsets me. It upsets me a great deal. I know my God is greater than all. And it rejoices my soul that I know that one day everything's going to be put back together, and we're going to be in a new home in glory. And so when we realize these things and we see these things, it doesn't lessen or should not lessen our zeal to see people come to know and understand the truth of God's Word. A church house is not a playhouse. A church house is not a place to have programs and gimmicks and games and everything else. It's a place to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. As we see this then in verse 35, Pilate responded and said, "Am I a Jew?" And he said over there, as we see that, "Thine own nation and chief priests have delivered that unto me." Question 3. He said then, "What hast thou done?" We got the idea he's getting a little irritated. Look in verses 37, 38. "And Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And then Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, "I find in him no fault at all." In this judgment hall, when Jesus said these words that we had just read in the 37th verse, there's a mighty strong statement made there, but it came from a mighty strong man. And as we see it, one who has power in heaven and in earth, and I'm not going to argue with that. I'm just going to believe it. Because that's the truth and that's what the Bible teaches us. I'm not going to argue with God and everything that He says, and everyone that is of the truth hears that and they receive it and believe it. And I believe it because it is the truth. And I want to follow that. Amen. "Everyone that is of the truth," He said, "heareth my voice." And did you get that word there, heareth? Everyone that is of the truth, heareth. Heareth means, it's a linear verb, and it means they keep on hearing. Amen. And the saints of God that are saved by the grace of God, that are in this truth, if you will, they keep on hearing what God has to say. And so, if we deny the truth, we're denying the Word of God, turning our backs on it. Now, I want to make just one comment here, if I may. I believe there's a number of things that the Bible teaches us. Many, many things, if you will. And one thing is that no one will successfully deny the truth of the Word of God. And that word key there is the word successfully. They will not successfully deny the truth of the Word of God. And there are those in churches that do that. And I'm not looking for a different version of the Bible or this account. I put it down in my outline this morning. I was thinking about it. The Bible said, "Ask for the old paths wherein is a good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul." Amen. And that's what I want to stay with. And so as I see this, look over in Matthew 22 and verse 36. Matthew 2 and verse 36 with me, if you will. No, that's not what I'm looking for. Matthew 12 and verse 36. I'm sorry. Notice what he said, beloved. Listen to what his word says to us. He said, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." We're all going to have to stand one day before the Lord, are we not? We'll have to give an account of the deeds done in this body. And I think sometimes people say, "Well, I'm saved, that's all that matters." It's not all that matters. We're going to have to give an account of ourselves unto the Lord. And rewards will be given or rewards withheld. Not everybody will be in the bride of Christ. And so it matters what you believe. It matters what I believe. It matters whether or not we receive the truth and take a stand on it. You see. And so I want us to understand today that the Lord is going to judge us one day. And everything that we have believed, what do you believe about the bride of Christ? What do you believe about a local New Testament Baptist church? I'm talking about a visible church. What do you believe about the truth of God's precious word? Where do you stand on the bride of Christ? What's your position on these things that the Bible teaches us about? Everything that we've tried to do on earth for the honor and glory of the Lord who bought us with His precious blood, we'll have to give an account for one day. May it be in the truth. May it be for the truth. I'll tell you something today. God will hold us responsible for where we go to church. Amen. When I resigned after 31 years as a pastor of Covenant Baptist Church, not that it wasn't in the truth, it was. But I had to pray and be sure where I united that I would be in a church of like faith and order. That's important. When we come down here to Faith Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky, it's a church of like faith and order. Its pastor preaches the truth. The church itself follows that truth. That church takes a stand upon the truth of God's Word. That church believes in the bride of Christ. It was there with its first pastor. It's now there with its second pastor. That's important. That's what we need to see today. And then God will hold me responsible of who I go to hear preach. What I do with His tithe, He absolutely will. And it needs to go into the church where my membership is. And that's the important thing. So before Nancy and I united with the church, we didn't go to any churches. We prayed about the one church we felt led of the Lord to go to. And then when the invitation was given one Sunday morning, we went forward to unite with that church. And its pastor believes like we do, like you and I do. And that's a blessing. And so this morning, back in Matthew with me, John, in verse 38, let me say this, if I may. Look what the Bible said there. Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out. Notice that. He went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, "I find in him no fault at all." There was really, truthfully, nothing they could accuse our Savior of. He stood for the truth. And the truth was precious to him. He was the truth. The Bible says to us, again in the book of John, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." He's the truth. And when people today are getting excited about their games and everything else, I want to be excited about Jesus. Amen. That's who I'm excited about. And so, as we see this, and we think about it, Pilate should have known these things. And he had heard them from a bitter opposition, if you will, to the Lord Jesus. And he had been there, and yet he didn't know who Jesus was. And we live in a nation today, beloved, of multitudes of people who really do not know who Jesus is. God help Americans today to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for help in time of need. And so as we see this, I'm thankful that God gave me something that Pilate didn't have. Gave me a Savior. And the Holy Spirit living within me to call me or to call you to confess the truth of the Word of God. That's important today. And as we see this, I'm reminded of what my pastor used to say to me years ago. I always knew when I did something that was wrong, because he didn't call me Bill, he called me William. He'd say, "Now, William?" Hey, he would say that, and I knew exactly that I had done wrong, honestly. But you know what? He cared for me enough to tell me that. He did, and I loved him. And so I'm thankful for that today. And he said something one time, and you've probably heard it over the years many times from him. If it's Bible, it's Baptist. And if it's Baptist, it's Bible. And that's the truth. And so when we come down to these things, we need to understand and realize today, what are we going to do with the truth that we hear? What are we going to do with the truth that we've read? What will you do? What will I do with the truth that we claim we believe in? How important is that to us? How precious is that to us? You may be able, many think they are today, to find fault with brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so. But let's look at ourselves today. Where are our convictions at? What do we believe? Where do we stand? What does the Word of God mean to us? We ought to believe it. We ought to stand for it. We ought to teach it. We ought to preach it. We ought to go forth with it and not turn our backs upon it. I know this is not perhaps a message that might be well received and well liked, but I believe in the hour in which we live, it's a needed message. It grieves my heart today. In the book of Proverbs, if you'll look back over there with me, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1. As you're turning there, you know, beloved, you hear every once in a while that someone got tired of religion and just quit. They quit going to church. "I got tired of religion," they say. I don't blame them. Because if religion was all that I had, I'd quit too. Religion is what a man does. But salvation is what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. And so, for the elect of God. And so, pure and undefiled religion before God is this, visiting the fatherless and the widows and orphans in their affliction and keeping ourselves unspotted from the world. Not to be saved, but because we are saved. That we might be a witness for Jesus Christ. That ought to be our desire. In this, when I see a couple of things before this time gets away on us, in Proverbs 3 and verse 1, we read over here, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." Listen to what he said. "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart." As we read those words, beloved, and recorded here in the book of Proverbs, if you will, we read what Solomon, if you will, had written. But really, it's God talking to His children as well. God's talking today. He's talking to this old man today. And I need to listen. I need to hear what he's saying. And I need to pay attention to what he said. He said, "Forget not my law." And And if young people talk to old people today, most of them will say they have some regrets. Many say if they had obeyed the teachings of God, they wouldn't feel as badly about things as they do. And some things perhaps would have been different in their life. And it goes on to say about this, bind those about our neck. And he's saying, think so much of the Word of God that, if you will, you wear them around your neck. And in other words, don't be without it. How many times during the day or in a week that you live, do you come to a place when something happens and something the Bible said comes to your mind to help you, govern you, and lead you to go in the right direction rather than in the wrong direction? And so, as we see it, you might say, I'm a fanatic or I'm a troublemaker. And you'll go crazy if you get too wrapped up in all this thing. But I tell you what, the more you know about God, the more wisdom He'll give you, and the more you learn about His Word, the more peace and comfort will come to your life. We're looking for leaders in our world today to give us peace, to give us comfort. This precious book has got the comfort and the peace that we need. And God will bless us for it, if you will. He said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Don't let it get away from you. As for the old paths, wherein is a good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. So let's take inventory this morning in these next few moments before we close this morning. The Bible said, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Amen. This doesn't just mean acknowledge Him as God, but in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Amen. He is at work in our lives both to will and to do of His good pleasure, is He not? Amen. He wants us to do and to be what He wants us to. We're not our own. We've been bought with a price. Right. So He's got a purpose in our lives. And He hasn't left us to ourselves. And so as we see it, We may face some dark days in the coming days. We couldn't be here last year. And I was in the hospital about a month. But I'm able to be here this year, and I'm thankful. What I heard last night was worth the drive. Amen. What we look forward to hearing again this morning is worth the drive. Amen. The Word of God is precious and sure. And so God helps us and protects us when all else fails. I'm not looking for something new. I'm not looking for some new revelation or something different than what someone else has. I'm looking for what the Word of God has to say about my situation, about your situation. Let me take you today, if I may. Let me take you back, and I'm just going to take you back to a few verses. Turn to Hebrews 13 and verse 17, if you will. And let me just show you something over here. Let me just show you just a few verses of Scripture. And if I left you with this morning, beloved, it would be worth it just to write these verses down and take them home with you and refer to them. Look what he said in Hebrews 13 and verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. A Baptist pastor has a burden in his heart for his people. He doesn't take it and cast it aside or throw it away. You might not know this, but I'm sure every Baptist pastor in this building this morning, there are times and moments in your life when maybe even in the middle of the night you might wake up, and before you go back to sleep, you call on God in the behalf of someone who's sick, or someone who has a problem, or someone who's over in Iraq fighting in the war, and you call on God for help in time of need. They watch for our souls as they that must give account. That they may do it with joy and not with grief. I'll tell you what, I know some Baptist preachers that have wept over their people. Why? Because they love them. God called them to preach, and God gave them people, if you will, gave those pastors a people that they should love and care for and nurture and guide in the things of God. This isn't a popularity contest. It's a special God-called work. And he said, He said, and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. If he takes God's people to heart and cares about them and is concerned about them, if you will. Now, let's go back to John 10 and verse 27 again, just for a moment, if you will. I'll try to make this brief and just cover some of these verses that the Lord's given me. I want to share with you. Now, listen to what he said. My sheep.
Amen.
My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And they follow me. Sheep are not goats. They follow. Sheep follow. Goats butt. Want to say butt. If they could speak, they'd say butt. But. But sheep follow. And they're a blessing to their people. And to their pastor. Because they care. Sheep will follow. Sheep are interested. Remember that with me, if you will. Now, turn back to Jeremiah 6:16. Let me just give you this, and then I'll close. Jeremiah 6, and verse 16. I quoted this twice, I believe, already, but listen to what it said again, please. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein.
Amen.
Notice what he said.
Amen.
We say, boy, I'm tired. I need rest. You want to find rest for your soul too, don't you?
Amen.
And he said, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Well, here's a pitiful shape that people can get themselves into.
Amen.
But they said, we will not hearken in verse 17. But he said in verse 16, but they said, we will not walk therein. You want God's blessing?
Amen.
Then listen to what the shepherd says. Listen to what the pastor said. Hear the word of God. And thank God, if you will, for your pastor and pray for him. Hold him up before the Lord. Some people think, well, this is for sale. I can just buy anything. I can do this. I buy a car. I can buy a car or rent a car, if you will, or something of that nature. But listen to me. Church truth is not for sale.
Amen.
Get back to what Baptists believed years ago. If you've left it, drifted from it, if you've stayed with it all these years, stay with it all the years left that you've got. Stand for church truth.
Amen.
Jesus didn't build 10 kinds of churches. I know I'm wandering all over the place. And I apologize for that, but there were some things in my heart I had to say this morning, and I had a concern.
Amen.
Church truth is one of them. Following a pastor is one of them. In 1 Chronicles, if you will, 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 22, these truths, these verses of Scripture that we're sharing with you this morning are not for sale. Let us stay with them. Let us not go back from them, but let us stay where we ought to be. Hold fast to God's Word. Remember, as you're turning there, sheep follow. And the Bible said, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. You pray for your pastor? I know most people here today are members of Faith Baptist Church. And I know you probably do hold your pastor before the Lord and pray for him. And that's good. God wants us to do that. I pray for my pastor and hold him before the Lord. And that's what I'm to do. And we're to thank God for them and seek to follow the truth of God's Word. Find out how the book said or the Bible said how to serve God and how to follow God. And then get in that path and stay there. Hold one another up before the Lord. Pray for one another. And preachers today, let's pray for one another. As we have in days past, let's continue doing it in the days to come.
Amen.
Help us to help each other. Help us to be a blessing to one another. Help us to continue to stand together in the truth of God's Word. Let's remember what God says about these situations that arise in our lives. And let us not go back from them, but let us go forward for the truth's sake. Buy the truth and sell it not. Hold fast to it and cling to it. Because that's what God would have you and I to do, rather than to turn our backs against His Word. Now, I wanted to preach something else this morning, but I believe this is what God wanted me to preach. And I'm thankful for it. So let's pray for God's men today. I'm so thankful that you called on the Lord in behalf of my wife and myself last year. And I rejoice in that. And I think that's the greatest thing we can do for one another, is pray for one another. And I tell you what, if we love one another, brother, we'll pray for one another. The Lord bless you.